Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Kyle O'Reilly teases an AEW debut during Dynamite. Winter is coming. Kevin Owens officially re-signs with WWE. And is WWE close to making an offer to MJF? For Thursday, the 16th of December, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
There will be no coal in your stocking this year.
Trust me.
Not this year.
Because on the Christmas edition of AEW Dynamite next week, it's going to be the best Christmas present that you guys could ever ask.
Oh, my God. Tell us. Do tell
us. Hey, no. I love surprises.
No, okay,
wait till next week. Trust me. You guys are going to love this.
All right.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animals.
That's Adam Cole teasing, quote, the best Christmas present you guys could ever ask for. Not long after we heard that, as he was surrounded by the Young Bucks and Bobby Fish, as Adam Cole held that Christmas present in his hands, Kyle O'Reilly took to Twitter to ask the question via the form of a GIF of Brad Pitt from the movie Seven. What's in the box? Interesting that Kyle O'Reilly would tweet that during AEW Dynamite. Free agent Kyle O'Reilly possibly being connected to AEW. Does this signal the arrival of Kyle O'Reilly as part of AEW? I know that Adam Cole would love that. He was at a convention recently doing a Q&A, and he says he loves the idea of being reunited with O'Reilly, especially with Bobby Fish and Adam Cole, currently so close at the moment as well. The idea of bringing in Kyle too, oh, it's so an appetite whetter, and it could be one that we see before the end of 2021. Also last night on AEW Dynamite, well, this happened.
Doesn't see it coming, Hangman! Buckshot! Lariat! Bang! Gotta cover! Gotta hold the bell!
Ladies and gentlemen, the time limit has expired. This match is a draw.
Woo! Wow. Guys, I've seen a lot of stuff over many years. This ranks right up there with them.
Last year, Winter is Coming was historic for one reason. Now this year, a completely different one. Hangman Adam Page and Bryan Danielson go the limit, the full 60 minutes for the AEW World Championship.
Excalibur, as you know, you too, Tony, both you men know, very rare that something like this happens. 60-minute time limit draw, wow, for the world title.
I would want to see a rematch. There's got to be a rematch for this. There's got to be. This has been a defining moment in our promotion.
An incredible 60-minute time limit draw between Adam Page and Bryan Danielson with the AEW Championship on the line. An amazing match to start Winter is Coming. The second time limit draw for Bryan Danielson since he's joined AEW. And I know I've seen a small minority of people upset that this was, once again, a time limit draw. Of course, the boos at the end of the match couldn't be ignored as well. But the general consensus online has been, what an incredible match that it was. 60 minutes, high octane, back and forth. Relentless energy that is definitely setting the table for another outing between Bryan Danielson and Hangman Page very, very soon. Really up for seeing these two go at it again. in the forthcoming weeks and months, possibly in the brand new year. Let's have them go again. Take the time limit off, you cowards. Full results from AEW Dynamite are available at cultaholic.com.
I present to you Kevin Owens.
Kevin Owens is back. That's what's going on.
Last night it happened and Kevin Owens' future was decided. He has officially, according to Fightful, re-signed with WWE. A brand new multi-year deal will see Kev sticking around with WWE. An excellent offer, according to Fightful Select. The company is over the moon, according to sources, with Kevin's decision to stick around. AEW sources have said that realistically they could not have matched the offer that WWE made to keep Kevin Owens. And they did admit that had Kevin Owens got to the point where his contract was going to expire, they would have opened conversations with him. But now that isn't a thing that's going to happen because Kevin Owens is staying in WWE. I think that this is a real win for WWE in 2021, where they've seen some talent disappear from their roster to AEW. I think keeping Kevin Owens is a big win for them. And here is to an, at least another WWE Championship run in 2022 for Kevin Owens.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. United Healthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
So they're keeping Kev. Could they be taking MJF? So Andrew Zarian of Mat Men says that both Fox and the USA Network inquired with WWE about the contractual status of Maxwell Jacob Friedman. This comes after he did a promo stating that his contract with AEW ends in 2024, to which Fox and USA approached WWE and went, is that true? Is that a thing? Andrew Zarian went on to say, I know WWE is very interested in him. They're always looking for that next star, that next heel. And the second that you see this guy, especially on TV, he is so impressive. I think WWE and the networks are both realizing that they need those guys on that roster to balance everything out. Some of those hard-working younger guys and some guys who kind of know working the crowd and they've been around the industry for a while. They need some more veteran talent in places where there's a lot of younger talent. And MJF, I think at some point in his career, would be an amazing fit for WWE anyway. And that could be a move that comes sooner rather than later. AEW have officially signed Ring of Honor's Brody King. This comes from Bodyslam.net's Cassidy Haynes. If you saw a mystery man in Malakai Black's House of Black vignette from last night's AEW Dynamite, if you saw that, you would have seen the mystery man. Looks like it's going to be Brody King, former star of ROH. And all you have to do is look at a picture of Brody King and Malakai Black together to go, yeah, that's a good fit. It's a good fit for the House of Black, that. Zoe Stark has given us an update on her status. She is out injured at the moment with a leg that is recovering from surgery. Zoe put out a video on Twitter saying, officially off the crutches and walking on my own. Next step equals running. Zoe Stark is adamant that she's going to be back in the ring very soon and confident that she's going to come back stronger than ever. WWE have finally released the animated movie Rumble, featuring the voices of Roman Reigns and Becky Lynch. They officially debuted on the Paramount Plus streaming service yesterday. Now, the original plan was for a cinematic release in the summer of 2020, a plan that was changed due to the nonsense of COVID-19. The movie is all about a monster wrestling promotion. And we get the story of the teenage Winnie, who seeks to follow in her father's footsteps by coaching a lovable underdog, Monster, into a champion. It's based on the graphic novel Monster on the Hill by Rob Harrell. And you know what? If you've got Paramount Plus, I think it's a nice, fun family Christmas movie. Serena Deeb was on the Wrestling Inc. Daily podcast talking about CM Punk. She said about Punk being on the AEW roster, "I love it. I totally love it. We have a great relationship. We obviously go back a long way. We did some really good business together over the years. I constantly get tagged on social media and people still love the Straight Edge Society. And that was over a decade ago. It's crazy. We talk every week and everything is great. And yeah, we might see a reunion one day." Straight Edge Society returning in AEW, perhaps. Tesha Price, standout indie star who you've seen on AEW Dark, as well as Shine and Shimmer. I think she's WWE bound. There's a massive clue on her Twitter. She's changed her name to Fallon Henley, very WWE name, and her Twitter handle to @FallonHenleyWWE. She was on this week's 205 Live with Erica Yan facing Valentina Feroz and Yulisa Leon. So very likely that she's going to be part of this. Oh, she was also the female representative in Joe Gacy's All-Inclusive Invitational. So she's been around for a little bit, but it looks like Tesha Price, now as Fallon Henley, is part of WWE. And this is interesting news because it looks as if whilst we and other outlets talked about how WWE are looking to push and pursue non-wrestling talent, this is an indie standout that's just been signed. So they're obviously keeping their eyes open on the indies still as well. And Johnny Gargano on his Twitch stream revealed a lot about himself, about his love for Power Rangers and Nicktoons. But he also revealed that he recorded a podcast pilot for WWE. He said, "Adam Cole and I recorded a pilot for an Attitude Era podcast under the WWE banner. We recorded a pilot with a couple of guests, Malcolm Bivens and Dakota Kai. There is a podcast somewhere out there that has been recorded with us talking about the Attitude Era." Obviously, it didn't happen. I think due to the transition from Network to Peacock, it was a podcast where you could watch along with episodes from the Attitude Era. It was very fun. Who knows? Maybe one day. I don't like the idea of them encroaching on my shtick of watching old episodes of WWE television and making jokes as they go. Hey, talking of which, the Cultaholic Classic Nitro review is back today. It's a brand spanking new episode from myself and Sam Driver. We recorded it a week ago, and it's the last one of 2021 from us too, and it features a very special guest from our Cultaholic Patreon. If you would like to, in 2022, be a co-host on an episode of the Cultaholic Classic Nitro review, all you have to do is join us on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/cultaholic to find out a little bit more and enjoy the last Classic Nitro review of 2021 when it drops a little later on today. And I will speak to you tomorrow. As always, don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.